The ratio of the problem's characteristic flow speed to the speed of sound comprises a second classification of aerodynamic problems.
Hey, Rascal, what would you call a problem if all the speeds in the problem were less than the speed of sound?
That's a good question, Daryl. That would be subsonic. Transonic if speeds are...
We interrupt this program to bring you breaking news. And now, Bill Denon. Good evening, I'm Bill Denon with this breaking news. An all-new episode of the Garrett Murray Podcast was released today, nearly 7 weeks after the release of Episode 5. Some speculated that creator Garrett Murray had been killed in an accidental murder-suicide on March 4th, but reports to the contrary show that he spent the last 6 weeks on an ill-advised soul-searching journey, a vision quest, if you will, and has finally returned to his former life. Lewis Specklehurst has more.
It's late here in Vallecitos, New Mexico, and the sky is dark, like a pair of dark blue jeans. The sounds of desolation and humidity fill my senses as I wait in line at the El Agujero de la Cabra, a popular local watering hole. Inside I, along with all the other New Mexicans, will be treated to Garrett Murray's new one-man show, stand-up comedy of errors.
Hey, and now, please welcome Garrett Murray.
Thank you very much. No, that's later. No, okay, turn that off. I'm sorry, that's not supposed to play yet. My ears have not yet...
Garrett's show is a thrilling new genre of performance art. Stand-up comedy, Victorian theater, and, just a little bit, of hope.
I hath just flown in on the cursed gale of treachery from fair Verona, and mine arms tire under the pressure of said wicked flight.
Ahead of its time? Perhaps. Mr. Murray's cutting-edge show has drawn vast crowds, but satisfied only the most discerning viewer. Audience members could easily be described as let down, or angry, or in one case, downright vindictive.
Yeah, back in Albuquerque, an audience member doused the stage with tequila and set it on fire. I was halfway through my bit about Polonius and the 16-inch pianist, but I had to stop because of the fumes. At first, I thought he was trying to say, I get you. I like this. But then I realized he was probably just trying to kill me.
Near-death experiences are not why Mr. Murray started this journey 6 weeks ago. Just after the release of Episode 5, referred to privately as the Dark Episode, Mr. Murray and his co-host Sean Morrison found themselves on the brink of artistic collapse.
We just felt like, here we are at Episode 6, and it's just not happening, I mean, we're not clicking. There's no magic. There was no magic.
Episode 6 was started, but never made it past the first minute. Here is an excerpt.
So, what's new, Sean, and what'd you do this week?
Well, I recycled some soda bottles, and, I bought some socks.
Wow.
What did you do this weekend, Skippy?
Well, Sean, I spent the weekend writing down all the reasons Garrett Murray is a f***.
What are you doing?
It's our new sidekick, Skippy. Say hi, Skippy.
Say hi to who, Sean? I'm incapable of seeing holier than thou s***.
You know what? I mean, if you have a problem, we can talk about it later, okay?
Hey, man, say it to Skippy.
You're Skippy.
You gonna let that ass pirate talk to you like that?
You know what? Let's just drop this.
Okay, you know what? Skippy thinks we should be using this show to talk about real issues anyway, alright? Like the ongoing class struggle and the victimization of the proletariat at the hands of the industrialist dictators.
Yeah, your levels are too high.
Slavery still exists, and it's not between blacks and whites, it's between you and those bourgeois assholes!
Hey, what happened to our levels?
What's wrong? You sound great.
Oh, real funny. You know what? You're just a pawn for the...
Ow!
Mr. Murray, frustrated and yearning to perform, headed west with his fresh idea, intent to find himself along the way. And, with any luck, a little bit of hope. Meanwhile, back in Brooklyn, Mr. Morrison tried to soldier on without him. Here is a clip of unreleased episode 6B.
Hello? Welcome to the Garrett Murray Podcast, episode 6. 7. 6. No, 6. Oh, shit.
Ah! Here, at time marker 2105, we hear Mr. Morrison's total breakdown.
I'm showing the same card that you have, I think. You're just going to have to trust me on that. But I mean, Jack of Clubs, what I have. Garrett, if you're listening, please call. I'm in your house.
Oh, I need to lay down.
It's unclear how Mr. Morrison imagined Mr. Murray receiving the podcast as he was traveling west on his motorbike.
Are you aware that Sean Morrison has been trying to contact you?
What?
Sean, he's been trying to reach you, to reconcile.
What?
Could you turn off the engine?
What? What?
I didn't say anything!
What?
Failing miserably at his attempts to brave the podcasting world solo, Sean turned to his second greatest passion, gold prospecting. Sean, how much gold have you found?
Just a little bit so far.
Really? May I see?
Sure. Right here.
This looks like glitter. And some candy bar wrappers.
No, that's gold.
Will you be finding more, do you think? Enough to sustain your prospecting lifestyle?
Oh, yeah. This book here says these hills are loaded with gold.
Getting Rich, A Guide to Prospecting by Archibald B. Jones. The jacket says that this book was written in 1842. Do you think it's still relevant?
I don't understand the question. Hey, I just found more gold!
That's a Canadian penny.
Gold!
Sean never found gold, and after 3 days returned to Brooklyn, where he tried his hand at junk bond trading, sweatshop master, something he called leprechauning, and finally reality TV co-hosting, his third, fourth, fifth, and sixth life passions, respectively. He failed at each. Then, defeated and alone, he returned to Mr. Murray's stoop, where he slept, waiting. As it turns out, Mr. Murray would be back in Brooklyn sooner than he had planned. On the sixth week of his tour, he got a wicked case of traveler's diarrhea.
I think it was the stress. The trip, man, it was stressful. But I think it was what I needed. You know, up until the diarrhea. But I feel like I was successful.
Critics would disagree. But Mr. Murray, on the first Greyhound bus back to New York, felt otherwise.
You can't tell anyone what entertainment is, you know? It means something different to everyone. I just don't think that the world was ready for me. I don't think they could handle mixing comedic observation with gorgeous Victorian prose. I'll say this much. If this were England in the 16th century, I would have killed.
Touché. For WKLX, I'm Lewis Spacklehurst.